This is Infants on Thrones.
Minisode.
Welcome back to Infants on Thrones. I'm Glenn Ostlund, and today's going to be a little bit weird, but also a little bit fun, because here's the deal. Now, the guys from Infants on Thrones are going to be presenting live this weekend in Mesa, Arizona, at the Sunstone thing. It's Saturday, February 20th, and we haven't announced it or promoted it at all yet. And you know, it's this Saturday, so we needed to announce something. So we had to record something and publish it so we can let you guys know. So here's the announcement, here's the promo. Sunstone Southwest, Choose Your Own Adventure, that's the theme, is almost upon us. We look forward to seeing you all this weekend. We will be at the Mesa Convention Center, located at 263 North Center Street in Mesa, Arizona. We'll be there Saturday, February 20th from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. in the Superstition North Room. Now that'll be Matt and Randy and Jake and John and Scott and me. All six of us will be there. We'll be missing Tom. We'll be missing Bob. We'll really be missing Heather. But we won't be missing you. And instead of just publishing this little cheesy promo thing, we thought that we'd also give you some behind-the-scenes sneak peeks at Randy's upcoming PPI. Well, we started recording it tonight, but as you'll hear in the recording, Randy was doing this from a hotel room with spotty internet, and his signal kept dropping off. It was actually quite hilarious. So we figured that we'd let you hear this false start. We'll be trying again with Randy when he's got a better connection later, but until then, here's a behind-the-scenes look at a mostly unedited conversation between Randy, John, Matt, Heather, and me. See you Saturday at Sunstone, where you can choose your own adventure. That's the theme.
So I was born in Southern California in 1974, at the time that Nixon was... they were going through the process of impeaching Nixon. And he resigned less than 2 weeks after I was born. The reason why I mention this is Jimmy remembers. Okay, so my older brother Jimmy's been on the podcast a few times, and he was 8 years old when I was born, and he remembers being dropped off at the neighbors and turning, and then them turning it on to the news, and it was Richard Nixon all over the news.
Wow.
So that was when your dad was taking your mom to the hospital and dropped the kids off with a neighbor.
Right. So I was the fifth one, and out of seven total. The funny thing about my family is my parents had five kids in a span of 8 years with a miscarriage mixed in there between one and two. The funny story about that is they had my older brother Jimmy as the firstborn. Then my mom got pregnant, and then she miscarried, and then a month later she got pregnant again. And the doctor looked at my dad like, what the hell is wrong with you? You can't give her a break, you know? Yeah. there was a span of like, I don't know, 20 months straight almost of being pregnant for my mom with a really traumatic miscarriage. And I don't know if you guys remember, do you guys remember popping the clutch? I mean, older, like the younger generation wouldn't know what the hell that is, right?
I had a Datsun, of course.
Yeah, I had a Datsun too. Yeah,
right. Yeah,
I used to have to do that with my, some car I owned.
My Datsun. Nissan on the bottom too, so I had a Nissan / Datsun.
Yeah, there was a brief period where they were like merged. Yeah. But we had a Volkswagen Bug. And this was like the late 60s. And my mom didn't know how to pop the clutch, and she was pregnant with the second miscarried kid. And so the bug stalled.
Kid.
Who knows?
That's what we call him in our family.
Hey, we don't have a name like Mark.
I know.
For ours, you know.
Thank you for bringing that up. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, too soon?
Pile drive.
Oh man.
Yeah. So anyway, the bug stalled, and my dad needed to.
Randy's in really rare form tonight. This is good.
I know. I'm just hoping that this whole story like has some kind of like horrible,
yeah,
horrible. No, just some horrible miscarriage pun about popping the clutch.
Right. That's what makes it a funny story.
I don't know where
story.
It's going, but anyway, I'm just anticipating. Go ahead.
And then Nixon shows up.
Yes.
Yeah. So what happened was so my dad made my pregnant mom push the bug while so he could pop the clutch, and she miscarried like the next day.
Oh,
so while he was popping the clutch, the amniotic sac popped.
Oh.
And my dad felt horrible. But the doctor made him feel like, dude, this was going to happen. Like, you know, this you cannot think that just because you had your wife push
the car. Like, I know how you think that you making her push the car probably caused that's a logical deduction.
But there was really some pre-existence like song number going on.
Well, the lady up in
you're doing a Saturday's Warrior thing, John.
She fucked up there, you know. She made a mistake,
Brother Richards.
Don't go right now. There's gaps.
So you're five of seven? Is that what you said?
Yeah. So my dad had, you know, his firstborn was a boy, Jimmy, and then he and Jimmy was kind of aloof. My dad had a hard time connecting with him. And then after Jim.
No.
Now we're having a hard time connecting with you.
Oh, no. Lex, not.
So back in 74.
No, you got to go back. You got to go back. We lost you.
I got to go back?
So he says, then after Jim.
Oh, yeah.
So my dad had a hard time connecting with Jimmy. That's where you were. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, so my dad had a hard time connecting with Jimmy because he was kind of an aloof kid. Kind of like to be alone and read, and he had three straight girls after Jimmy, and
no gay ones.
No, yeah, and my dad really wanted me to be a boy. And back then, there was no ultrasound. You had to wait until, you know, I was born, and you also didn't get like a front row seat like I did with one of my wife's legs when Lincoln was born. You know, with, you know, the vagina right there. He had to watch me get born through a mirror, and he said the moment he saw my penis was one of the happiest moments of his life.
Wow.
He really wanted
it. It was one of the happiest moments of mine, Randy.
I was gonna say the first of hundreds of people to say that.
Yeah, right.
Very first.
There's a Medusa reference in there somewhere that he could only watch you from a mirror. Right?
That's right. Lest he become hard as stone.
Right.
Turned into a statue.
Were you erect when you were born, Randy?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. But
I don't know. I just, you know, like in the unique birthing stories and like a Joseph Campbell hero cycle or something, you know, there's always something when they were born, there was something special. So I'm just wondering if Randy's special
There is something special because when my mom, because I was conceived in November, just by doing the math,
Randy,
did you drop off again?
Sex that entire month.
I bet that was a great story.
I'm sure it was. Right,
Randy, it's so
sex that entire.
We're not laughing at you. We're not laughing at you at all. You go out. Well, you know what it is. There's a joke. There's a comedian that does this bit about a story with a drunk guy, and how it continues. Oh, it's Patton Oswalt. So he tells a story about this guy he's drunk or he's high on stage, and he keeps doing the bit, but he fades in and out of consciousness, but he stays exactly where it should be. And that's kind of what's happening.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, my dad didn't drink, and so he couldn't have like had a drunken escapade with my mom.
Look, I totally say that we just bleep the whole part where he was gone and don't even go back.
You keep dropping out, Randy, sporadically dropping. So you're talking, but we can't hear you.
This sucks.
Yeah. So there was like 30 seconds where you didn't hear anything, and then the first word you came back with was sex, and that's how we knew you were back.
That's why we were laughing.
That's why we were laughing.
So wait a minute, you guys didn't hear the story?
No. We heard sex the entire month. I mean, that's it.
We probably heard it in a different time, but we didn't hear it tonight. No, sorry.
Okay, so
and
what?
I named him Randy.
What have you guys heard so far?
So you said calculating back, it begins in November. ... My parents were having sex.
Oh my god!
That's how I figured out how babies were born.
No, so you guys didn't hear that when my mom told my dad.
Nope.
Okay, so when my mom told my dad that she was pregnant with me, my dad was completely shocked because he did not remember having sex that entire month of November.
And with her or just at all?
It's always been the joke that I'm the Immaculate Conception.
That's a joke.
There's your Joseph Campbell story.
And I can't figure out how, you know, what happened, because my dad couldn't have had a drunken escapade with my mom. And my mom, there's no way my mom had an affair. She was the biggest prude ever. Anyway, so that's the other story my dad likes to tell about around my birth. We're not going to be able to get through this today, are we?
Not considering we've started with your conception, and
yeah. That's a lot of funny stuff about
than we
that.
Did with most people.
We should instance where you kept your first estate so you could be born white, and then we're so valiant you got to have the priesthood.
I really lucked out with that one.
Meritocracy of your birth.
Yeah. So
can I rewind back to like your dad's kind of point that he's making here, which is, I guess, that he normally is so celibate that he both isn't masturbating and also isn't having sex with people with your mom for months at a time and never thinks about it ever or something? Is that the
help John understand heterosexual married sex, Randy?
What I'm saying is, in other words, was he claiming then that, you know, that there's like he's not masturbating? I mean, in other words, Mormons aren't supposed to masturbate, right?
No, but you dropped off my end for 10 seconds, and this isn't fucking.
We can reschedule at a time when you're at home.
All right, do you guys want to just give me one last chance?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll give you as many chances as you want to take.
I'm not going to keep you guys up all night, and I'm not going to tell the same stories over and over.
I'm feeling a lot better than I did 20 minutes ago, for whatever it's worth.
Me too. I wasn't in a good mood before.
All right. I'm going to restart the computer and see if this helps.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
See you in a minute.
Bye.
Bye.
Like everything you guys say is
Are
a
we
double
staying on?
Tonight.
Sure. We have to talk about him.
Yeah, I can still hear you.
How can you be restarting your computer then? I think that was a ploy.
I hear you.
Come on, talk about me.
What were you starting to say, Heather? Everything we say tonight is a double entendre?
Yes, yeah. My God. There was like a string of like four sentences there where I could have said that's what she said after everything. I think it's going very well and that we should record tonight.
That's what she said.
No, there's some good energy, yeah.
You should just record a bunch of that's what she said so Glenn can just ask.
Like men?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's like I have a catchphrase that I never say, but it's in there all the time, you know? So.
John Hamer says no.
Right. You've never said it.
You've never said that.
It was a canned catchphrase.
People who come to your congregation, like, they don't know you. They just know you from Infants on Thrones. They're so disappointed because they're like, he didn't say John Hamer says no.
I know. They're
one time in his sermon.
It's like when, you know, Bart had his catchphrase or whatever, and everybody's like, say it, say it. They're all just standing around me. Say it, say it.
Prove it.
Okay, what is it?
It's like an address
of your IP.
Of the little pipes, of all the little tubes.
Yeah.
It's the internet is made up of.
Yeah, that's.
give me an example of like what would an IP address be like?
It's basically your location.
No. I mean, like, give me just like a random example of an IP address.
Well, like a
like 403 Computer Street Road. He's Googling it.
Or he's dropped off again.
Or he's dropped off again. I don't know.
Did I drop off again?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, no, you just were quiet and then came back and say, oh, I just told you what the IP address is. I must have dropped off.
No, and I... No, shut up. If I keep dropping off, I'm done. I'm done. And I'm going to go to fucking sleep. Like, an example of an IP address is like 192.746. You know, it's basically...
Okay.
Reveals like the location
it.
That
good
you...
Job, Randy.
I'm satisfied.
Okay.
I get, but you did drop off, I guess, if you said that before.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
tell me if I drop off.
So you were the fifth of seven children.
Yeah. So I grew up in Southern California in a really large family during the zero population hype of, you know, the 70s. And I don't know if you guys remember the stagflation. And my dad worked for the L.A. County. Worked for L.A. County. So he worked for the government. And so he didn't get a raise because they had a raise freeze for several years. And so we just had so many fucking kids. I mean, the house was a zoo. And
what did he do for the county?
He was a civil engineer. You know, it's funny. He started out in the computer department in the late 60s, and he said, there's no future here, because he was like loading loading punch cards, and he's like, I got to get out of here. There's no future here.
Yeah.
And so he got transferred to the road department, which he hated, and then he got just stuck in the bureaucracy. And so we didn't have – I mean, we weren't poor in the sense that, you know, we were below the poverty level. It's just that we had so many fucking kids.
And you're in Southern California.
Oh, he dropped again. Mm-hmm. Shoot. I'll tell the story. So he had to make... And they drove a VW bus.
Yeah. They solved mysteries. They would have gotten to all of those people.
If it wasn't for
would have gotten away with it too. If it wasn't for your meddling kids,
for the meddling Snyder kids. Yeah.
So anyway, I mean, felt poor. Like, there was two
Rouses,
years.
Jimmy,
can you hear me?
No, you dropped off again, so I don't know what you want to do.
God damn it!
Yeah,
that's why we're laughing.
That's why we're laughing.
It's okay, Heather covered for you. It was great.
So there was hilarious.
Kinds of cookies they could make, but only out of the ingredients they had in their pantry, because they never had chocolate chips.
Right. Which meant snickerdoodles
and were so poor, they put gravy on bread instead of potatoes.
Oh my gosh, my family did that.
Yeah, I did that on my mission. Except instead of gravy, it was corn soup.
Well, there was... Can you hear me now?
It's crazy.
Yeah, you couldn't end a Sunday meal until somebody had a piece of bread with gravy.
Can you hear me now?
This weekend.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so there was a two-year period where we didn't have a TV because our TV broke and we didn't replace it. There was several years where we didn't have any furniture because we beat the shit out of it, and my parents didn't see any reason why to replace furniture. And, you know,
when you say you didn't have furniture, you mean you had worn down furniture, not like they got rid of it and you're like not sitting on couches or something.
It was like empty in the family room. The living room had furniture for the home teachers. We had to have that. But in the family room...
These are great stories, dude. I'm serious. I haven't heard these.
In the family room, we beat up the family room so badly playing Nerf baseball and football that my parents were like, fuck it. Let's just make the family room into a playroom. But that embarrassed like the older kids. They didn't want people to come over because there was no furniture. And the worst was the powdered milk.
Oh, that's always... That was the worst. We had that too. That was so bad.
I didn't want to have... I almost never invited anyone over for a sleepover because they all would like turn their nose up in disgust at the powdered milk with the Cheerios.
And then when he was three, he fell out of the VW van. He was going 25 miles per hour. He got all beaten up, but not broken.
But fortunately, Scrappy-Doo.
was my mom was insufferably cheap.
I think we should just go with this.
I think it's funny.
So, you know, anyway.
I in a story.
Oh, fuck. Did I drop off again? Right. Good night.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to
Infants on Thrones.
Infants on Thrones.